Nicole Alexander Scott, welcome. You've had to hit the ground running, of course, in an agency that employs hundreds and is responsible for the health and well-being, to a certain extent, of all Rhode Islanders. What were some of your most immediate and pressing concerns as you took the reins?
An initial goal has been establishing what is important for the department and outlining that vision together. So we have strategic priorities that are a framework to address the social and environmental determinants of health, to really expand the understanding of how to keep someone healthy, that it involves elements of the environment, it involves the economy, it involves education. The second priority is eliminating disparities of health and promoting health equity, and that incorporates challenges with disparities from a racial and ethnic standpoint, but also expands beyond that as well. So disparities can exist by gender, by age, geography.
What are some of the short-term actions you plan to take to address some of these? Give me a sense of what the next, 12 months might look like in terms of actions you'll pursue to try to tackle some of those goals.
So what we are doing now within the department is working together program by program to understand what are the priorities that each program, each division has to best serve the communities that they are charged to serve, whether that be from an environmental standpoint, addressing lead, drinking water quality, air quality issues. Our overarching goal as a department is to positively demonstrate for Rhode Islanders the purpose and importance of public health. And we really want to do that not as much just by saying why public health is important, but continuing to demonstrate it in the actions that we do, the activities that we are involved in within the community, the policies that we help to promote, and how we can get it to really focus on these strategic priorities that address social and environmental determinants of health, as well as promoting health equity, which really means that everyone has the opportunity to live the healthiest life they can live in the healthiest environment.
Sometimes in my travels throughout the state, I get asked, what does the health department do? I wonder if you'd like to take this opportunity to give people a sense of the breadth and depth of the activities you take on. It's about way more than restaurant inspections. For example, you run the state's immunization program, and you acquire enough vaccines to protect us, and there's so much more, right?
Absolutely. That's a great example. Our lab has an environmental sciences and forensic sciences component, the latter of which helps us address the overdose epidemic that exists, which is crucial. Our medical examiner's office also does the same in helping us better understand how we can decrease some of these numbers. Food protection, drinking water quality also is along those lines, making sure that the water we drink is healthy. And the air we breathe, our lab helps with addressing as well. We also have disease control, which is an entire division that works hard, as well as our Centers for Emergency Preparedness and Response.
Nicole Alexander Scott, you mentioned the overdose epidemic, and recently we saw an announcement that you wouldn't be announcing monthly statistics, monthly numbers of people lost to overdose. Tell me a little bit about why that is, and allay our concerns that we won't have access to the most recent information, and because of that, the fullest possible picture of the extent of this problem in our state.
I'm so glad that you asked about that, because as we have been trying to share the change that we've made, I know it can come across as if we're saying we're no longer releasing any data at all. And that's not at all what we're saying. What we've wanted to do is really move towards a more efficient system of sharing data in a way that we can feel confident that the data is reliable. We were previously sharing apparent deaths. So it was truly before the process was fully confirmed, and that number can fluctuate. And because we know how important it is for the communities that have addressing overdose deaths as a priority, need to have accurate and reliable data, we are changing to a mechanism that allows for confirmed data to be released. We're actually going to be able to make the data available weekly now. So we're just working on a policy that we plan on publishing on our website so that on a weekly basis we are going to update the numbers that show our confirmed overdose drug-related accidental death numbers.
How recent will those numbers be?
So it will be for the prior month.
Anything else you hope to accomplish within the next year or so?
One other exciting component of the department that we are working on is the introduction of our Rhode Island Department of Health Academic Center. It really reflects what I've enjoyed in my career over the last several years, seeing the synergy and the balance between the academic and clinical world, as well as the tremendous resources and commitment that exists in the public health world, and what we can really do as a state if we can bring those two elements together. So we are, over the next 6 or more months, working on a thoughtful, well-organized plan that will allow us to start partnering better with our university and learning institutions throughout the state, and then also help connect in a way so that we can have students and residents or other health professionals who are interested get more engaged and learn what goes on within the Department of Health.
I'd like to know, did Dr. Michael Fine, previous director of the Department of Health, leave you any secret notes, any parting words of advice, anything stashed in a drawer anywhere?
That's great. No, he didn't, but he was so supportive, and we had a wonderful transition process, and I truly appreciated his insight and his progressive forward-thinking that I look to continue adapting in my own style.
Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, thank you so much for joining me.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.